ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد My dear brothers and sisters, what is happening in Israel and in Palestine, in Gaza, is a matter of great grief, a matter of great sorrow that we are seeing, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help. Now it's only natural that we feel this grief in our hearts, and all people of conscience, all people who are moral, all people who have ethical and moral values, irrespective of religion, have joined together in this public protest against the atrocities and against the murder of children and women and innocent people that is happening in Gaza, unabated and not even slowed down by all these protests. So it is entirely natural that people of conscience have heavy hearts, and many people have written to me and said to me that, you know, we are almost in a state of despair and we really don't know what to do, and how do we live with these heavy hearts, and how do we face this Western hypocrisy? So I thought, let me address this inshallah biznillahi ta'ala today through the light of the Quran, and that is why the Quran is with us in order to guide us in times of need, and it's therefore important for us to turn to the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the Sunnah of his Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to find guidance. My brothers and sisters, first of all, very important for us to understand that a heavy heart is a sign that the heart is alive, that the heart senses, that the heart sees, that the heart knows, that we are not walking around with dead hearts, because we know that there are also a lot of people who are walking around with dead hearts, who are not affected by what's happening in Gaza, who are actually supporting the murder of children and women and innocent civilians. So alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are not among them. We are people whose hearts grieve when people are bereaved, whose hearts grieve when a mother or father makes a journey that they should never have to make, which is to the grave of their own child, whose hearts grieve when little children are sitting for their dead mothers and dead fathers to wake up. They don't even understand what's happened. So this is, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah that Allah has given us hearts which are alive, and we don't have hearts which have died. Second thing is to feel helpless and to feel almost a sense of despair. Now this is where the problem is, because this is a sign that we have somewhere lost our way a little bit, and it's important therefore to come back on track. Now firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Allah said that whatever calamities and difficulties and masaib come on you, they do not come except with the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It happens because Allah allows it to happen. And why does Allah allow it to happen? Allah said, "Zahara al-fasad fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas." That Allah said that the trials and tribulations, the masaib, the difficulties and so on which are happening on the face of the sea, on the land, are because of our deeds. لِيُزِقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah said so that He can give us a taste, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a taste of the effects of our deeds, so that we can turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is the mercy of Allah, that we get a slap on the wrist, so to speak, so that we turn towards Him before we fall into the trap of going full-fledged in the wrong direction, and then we end up with grief which cannot be changed, because that is the akhirah, where we become liable for His punishment. And that is where I believe that those who are supporting the killing of people in Gaza That's where they're headed. Because unless they repent, unless they turn towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, if they continue in what they're doing, then they have to answer to the to their own Creator. Now, whether they believe in that or not is immaterial. The reality does not change because we don't believe in it, and so therefore that's where they are headed. Alhamdulillah, we are not headed there. So let us be thankful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, and then from these two ayat which I mentioned, let us then look at our own lives. I have delivered a khutbah last Jummah on this. This Jummah, inshallah, I will complete that. So we need to look at our own lives and say, what is it in my life, which disobedience in my life is the cause of what is happening around me? And then believe me, what is happening in my life is indeed and in fact a contributor to what is happening globally. So therefore, let us not fool ourselves and say that my little disobedience doesn't matter. Every drop of water matters. An ocean is comprised of individual drops of water. A life is comprised of individual seconds of time. And these individual small deeds of ours, they make a difference. Believe me, they make a difference. Good and bad. So let us ensure that the first thing we do when we find this whole issue of Gaza and so on is make tawbah, and is to bring our own lives online in obedience to Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala and on the sunnah of His Habib Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So very, very clearly, first and foremost, let's do that. Second thing, what must we do? Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala guided us again, where in Surah Yusuf, Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala said about Yaqub Alayhi Salam, and when Yaqub Alayhi Salam was completely immersed in grief at the at his apparent bereavement when he lost his children, that he said Yaqub alayhi salam's words, which Allah Subhanahu wa Taala mentioned in the Quran. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said, "Qala innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allahi wa alamu min Allahi ma la ta'lamun." Yaqub alayhi salam said, "Verily, I turn only towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala in my grief. I complain to Allah about my grief. I only turn to Allah in my grief, and I know from Allah that which you do not know." Now, of course, Yaqub alayhi salam was the Nabi of Allah and the recipient of Wahi. But what is it that Yaqub alayhi salam knew that his other sons did not know? What is it that you and I know today that other people do not know? And that's what we need to think about. Firstly, we don't complain about our grief to anyone except Allah. Very simply because, first of all, the grief came to us from Allah because of what we did. So we turn towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, we make tawbah, and we tell Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala about this grief. Secondly, because only Allah can do something about this grief. Nobody else can do anything about this grief. Nobody else can take away the grief. So there is no point in telling others about the grief, no point in showing our tears to anybody else, because people can only pity us, they cannot do anything else. So therefore there is no point, we don't need that pity. So we don't show our tears to anybody else. But we show our tears to Allah, because Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala Jalla Jalaluhu is the only one who is Rahman Rahim. He is the only one who has mercy, and He is the only one who has the power to actually do something about this grief of ours. So we turn only towards Allah in our grief. And then what is it that we know that others don't know? First of all, we know that the innocent person who dies, the innocent person who kills, who dies and who is murdered, who is killed, goes into Jannah. That is the martyr, that is the shaheed fi sabilillah, inshallah. So therefore, alhamdulillah, 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 the people of Gaza, whoever is dying, young or old, insha'Allah al-Musta'an, they are shuhada fi sabilillah. They are people who are shaheed. They are people whose sins Allah has forgiven even before their life leaves their body, even before their souls leave their body. And those are the people who will be in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insha'Allah, will give all those children shafa'at. He will give them the right to intercede on behalf of others. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include all those people who have been protesting against this in those du'as and in that intercession. We ask Allah to guide all those who are protesting towards Him, open their hearts to His hidayah, open their hearts to His nur. So one way to look at this calamity is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life took away their lives, which would have gone anyway, and instead gave them Jannah, which was not a default setting. So Jannah is not default, death is default. So whether you die in Gaza or you die in your bed in India or wherever, one day you will die and one day I will die. But there's no guarantee that we will get Jannah. But those people, there's a guarantee that inshallah that they have got and they will get Jannah. So therefore, Allah took away from them something which was not theirs anyway, which is their life. Allah took back from them what belonged to Him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took back what belonged to Him anyway, and He gave them something which was not a default, which was not something that was guaranteed for them, just like it is not guaranteed for us. But for them now, it is guaranteed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is a fantastic bargain, that they got something eternal for something temporary, that they got something which was not a default, which they wouldn't have got perhaps if they had lived a normal life like us. They would have lived till the end of their lives wondering if they're going to get Jannah or not, inshallah working for it, but no guarantee. But now, because they are shaheed fi sabilillah, inshallah their Jannah is assured. So this is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Third thing, very important to understand, is what is happening globally today. For the first time in 60-65 years, the world is uniting against injustice. Now tell me, what is the price of this thing? The world is uniting against injustice. We have people from all walks of life, we have people from all faiths and religions, we have people from all nationalities who are standing up in favor of justice. Now this is a huge thing. One must not lose hope, one must not discount that. That's a major, major thing. If you and I wanted to do it, we could not have done it. And we really need to thank Israel for this, because thanks to their injustice, thanks to their oppression, the world is standing up against oppression. The world is standing up against injustice. Things take time to change, and inshallah we hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this will also change. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and for His power in order to bring about this change. So these things will take time to change. It's not, nothing happens instantaneously. But the fact that today globally people are standing up, governments are standing up, so many governments have officially protested, they have asked the ambassadors of Israel to leave because of what is happening in Gaza. I mean, this is not something that we should discount or we should ignore or we should, you know, cast aside and say, well, I'm feeling bad, I'm feeling depressed. What is there to be depressed about? Do you get depressed because people are going to Jannah? Do you get depressed because the world is uniting against injustice? What is there to be depressed about? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah has given it in our power to stand before Him, to cry before Him, to weep tears for something which is not ours personally, in a personal physical sense, but it is ours personally because we are human beings, because we are Muslims, because we stand for justice. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us a cause which is bigger than ourselves to live for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us something which is bigger than us to work for. All this boycott that is happening, the BDS, I mean, this is having an effect globally. Imagine people, who used products all their lives, have given up using those products for this reason, not for any other reason, because those companies support Israel and the injustice of Israel. Believe me, we have nothing against anybody, including the Israelis. We are against injustice. We are against murder. We are against, we are against killing of people and destroying of lives. That's what we are against. And there's nothing to be ashamed about that. That's Alhamdulillah. That is something that we need not be apologetic about. That's something which we are, when we say Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us consciences which are still functioning. Our consciences have not become redundant and our consciences have not died. So this is something to actually feel happy about. It's not something to feel bad about. The fact that you have a heart which is alive and well, the fact that you can feel other people's grief, the fact that you're not just sitting around doing nothing about it, you are trying to do your best to help them in every way that you can, the fact that the world is uniting on justice, the fact that the people who are dying, inshallah, are all going into Jannah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. This is nothing to feel depressed about. This is nothing to feel bad about. This is something to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about. We ask and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve the people of Gaza and the people of Palestine from these terrible things. We also don't forget to pray for the people of Syria, for the people of Iraq, for all the other people who are undergoing such similar difficulties. We also do not forget to pray for those people who are not Muslim but who are suffering at the hands of Muslims. May Allah forgive us. That is also happening. We find this is happening in Iraq, where Christians are being killed, not for any reason but because they are Christians. Wallahi, this, the people, the killers of anyone, will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just because they think they have a just cause does not make the cause just. There is no justice in murdering innocent people, as simple as that. And I don't care who likes it, who doesn't like it. That is the reality of life. There is no justice. When you kill innocent people, you are a murderer. The fact that you that corrupt courts and corrupt governments allow you to get away with it does not change the fact that one day you will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that will be a very difficult time. So it's alhamdulillah, we are not among those. We are not among the killers. Alhamdulillah, we are not also among the killed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved us from both sides of the grief. So we complain and we tell our grief only to Allah, not to the rest of the world. We don't cry before people. We hide our tears from our enemies, because our tears make the enemy happy. So why would you want to show your tears to the enemy? We do not show the tears to the enemy. We face the enemy with courage. We face the enemy with a smile on our lips, because we are seeing Jannah behind the back of that enemy. Because that's where, inshallah, if we die in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's where we will go. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is just and fair. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from injustice. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save the people of Gaza and Palestine, and whoever is being oppressed, wherever, the people of Burma, the people of wherever they're being oppressed, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save them from all injustice. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish the oppressors. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take away their power to oppress people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all those people in the world who are uniting on causes of justice. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that alhamdulillah, in this whole struggle, we are not alone. We have people, we have thousands and millions of people who are people of conscience, who are standing by our side. And we thank them, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and we stop feeling depressed, and we stop feeling bad about it. Alhamdulillah, of course, we will cry our tears before Allah. Of course, our hearts will be heavy because of the grief of parents who are losing their children, children who are losing their parents, and so on. But alhamdulillah, that grief is not a grief of despair. That grief is merely a sign that we are human, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have this sign with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.